This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hey there, you are listening to Glow As We Grow. I am your host, Zoe. This is where we share thoughts and reflections from inspiring young adults' life in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Welcome back! Welcome back. I finally get some rest and have some time to get back to podcast because exams is crazy. Today, I want to talk about adulting and becoming a growing individual. Like, this is not easy. It's about learning to be mature. It's about making the hard choice. And it's about handling your emotions in a reasonably healthy way. And it's about taking responsibilities and being able to observe ourselves and learn about ourselves. Plus, there's so many things we need to watch out for. So many things to learn. We have to be learning to be alone and learn to maintain friendships and learn to build a network and learn to break the bad habits we had and build good ones. And we have to learn how to handle disappointment, learn to fit into new environment. It is a whole universe. And the thing is, there are no classes and no teachers and no one is telling us what to do. I guess no one's supposed to tell us what to do either. Like, we kind of have to figure out a way ourselves as well. So today, I want to share my tips and lessons learned along the way, and hopefully it help people, help my listeners. So firstly, I want to introduce this personality test called MBTI personality test. Some of you might already heard of it, and some of you might heard of me talking about it because I am a huge MBTI enthusiast. I'm a huge fan. This is a personality test which classify people into 16 personalities. And each one has a character and 4-word description. So hear me out. For example, I am ESTP and my character is entrepreneur. So ESTP stands for extroverted, observant, thinking, and prospecting. According to their website, and I quote here, entrepreneurs are savvy, energetic, and very perceptive people who truly enjoy living on the edge. Yes, I'd say it is so me. I don't know about others, but living on the edge one, it's super accurate. I'd say it's super accurate. I highly recommend have a look. They have a whole report for you, including career path that might suit you, your strength, your weaknesses. How are you as a partner? How are you as a friend? It is a really good way to get to know yourself and learn about others at the same time. So I just force people around me to really take the test and read me their report because it is so interesting to look at. And because, you know, sometimes people behave extroverted and you think they're a really outgoing person, but turned out they are hidden introverts and only behave outgoing and extroverted when they need to. And some people are just natural leaders, some are really good caregivers, and some might be having an evil or like dark side a little bit, and some just like to have fun and kind of just living a crazy life, living on the edge, just like me. And they also have celebrities matching. See which celebrity got the same MBTI as you. Mine's including Madonna and Rocket and Ant-Man from Avengers, by the way. It's pretty cool, right? And who knows, you and your celebrity crush could be matching. Now, why am I so passionate about this? Is because getting to know ourselves and knowing how our emotions and thoughts work is a great starting point to figure out what do we like, what are we good at, and then we know what works best for us. Also, after reading their report, some of your self-doubts might be gone. Some questions about your thoughts and behaviors might be answered. Maybe you ever wondered something could be wrong with you, you know, but like hopefully after reading the report and learn about yourself, you might find out that it's just natural for you. And you would have more understanding, self-compassion into like embrace yourself a little bit more. Their question pool changes once in a while, and also people's MBTI changes when their environment or just mentality changes, simply as that. So it's quite interesting to look at. Now, I want to jump straight into well-being, health. I'd say never neglect it. Never do that. Always keep tracking it. And personally, I hate when my plans got postponed just because some illness. It's just so not worth it. So how I track it is keeping a journal. And I have mentioned it, like how much difference a journal makes to me. So of course, in my journal, I track my health. I would put down, for example, my nutrition intake, VC, hydration, exercise, sleep quality. You could also put down caffeine intake, your energy level of the day, and even the level of your period pain, girls. And because, you know, like abnormalities could be signs of early disease as well, and such and such. And when we are not doing well, our body knows it before the heart does. So making all of these parameters visible, trackable, and really take care of it at an early stage is super, super important. Before it's too late, before our body just collapses. And of course, you can put other things based on your need. You could put plan, schedule, to-do list, such and such. There's so many more. Keeping a track on things generally can make me consciously watch out for it and actually motivates me to keep the consistency as well. There are literally so much more you can put into your journal. So I could just read out a little bit of my journal and share what I put in it as a, I don't know, inspiration maybe. So with physical health, there is going to be mental health, definitely. Mood tracker. You can draw a little bit symbols like a flower or a star or like a little bit heart, or just rate it out of 5 or something based on how you feel on that day. And I think what's really, really worth writing down, and this is not going to be my first time sharing this, it's not going to be my last, are self-compliments, gratitude, and what makes you looking forward to tomorrow. These things really helped me get through my darkest time, and writing them down makes my brain actively looking for nice little things in life to be grateful for. It's just as simple as putting down, you know, the air smelled nice today. It's so fresh. Or, you know, I just saw a cat on the street and she's really cute. It made me, you know, happy a little bit. Or I just met up with a friend today. You know, as simple as that. And writing them down can also give myself that assurance I needed to remind myself that, you know, I'm doing good. I'm good at something. And I'm still a good person no matter what happens. And the third one is just simply give myself hope. To remind myself, you know, there's tomorrow's worth, you know, looking forward to, that something is nice, you know, like nice things are happening shortly. Just keep your hope up. These three, I think, are super, super important. And it's the first thing I would ever suggest to people. Because I get it, like when you in your darkest time and you sort of just lost your hope and feel like there's no tomorrow and everything, including yourself, just awful. These little practices take, I don't know, less than 5 minutes before bed, but like it will make a huge difference. Trust me, just keep the consistency. Now in our journal, we could also section out and to do a weekly review or reflection. And of course, in this one, you could do highlights of the week, your weekly plan, habit tracker. What I write are quadrants. So I just did some Google search and watched someone talking this on YouTube. And people recommend keeping a track on life quadrants in the journal. And they could be about everything, but like these ones are the main ones. They include finance, career, health, social relationships, family relationships, entertainment, and challenges. I just put the challenges myself because I think it's kind of important as well to step out your comfort zone. But yeah, basically whichever aspect you think is important, you could write it down and keep a track. And what did you do this week to improve on these aspects? For example, did you go to the gym to improve your physical health? Did you read books about investment, about the finance aspect you want to improve on? Did you call your family to really make the bond stronger? And what entertainment have you had to really give yourself some relax you needed? You can even write down what made you lost the track and affected you, your performance this week, and find the reason early. If it's your health, if it's your mental health, or other things being keeping you preoccupied, just get it solved so we can get it back on track without wasting any more time. Now, I want to share mentalities, which are super, super, super useful and really made me start my life. The first one is, if there's anything you want to do, do not wait for anything. Do not wait for anyone. There's no perfect time, and the best time is to start when this idea pops into your head. Say if you want to try something new, start a business, or anything, just don't give yourself time to decide whether you want to do it or not, or like whether it's worth doing it or not. The only way to find out is when you do it. And just get onto it right away, because the more time you spend on deciding, the more negative thoughts you're going to generate. And you'd be like, oh, people will laugh, like I'm not ready, blah, blah, blah. These would make you procrastinate. And it can only getting harder and harder. The longer you take, the harder it gets to initiate this task. We cannot be perfectionist and always, always, always be 100% ready. When we learn to be better, when we learn in general is when we make mistakes. And I think this only happens once we start. You're going to have to make the start to make that happen. And the second one is be crazy, be bold, be goofy. Yes, I said it. Because no one cares. People are too busy worrying about themselves, and no one is holding on to that forever. And you are your own audience. I say the only person who's watching you is you. Yes. We literally do not need that much of self-consciousness. And there's nothing wrong being a little bit dumb, and there's nothing wrong being a bit of like out of control once in a while, because we need that outlet. And again, I'm not suggesting go and become a criminal, like commit a crime or something like that. It's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, say if screaming on a mountain makes you feel opened up and relieved, then do it. If, let's say, making a goofy video makes you feel good and fun, then do it. If singing out loud on the street is what you feel like at the moment, then do it. If, you know, like just dancing your heart out and try everything, I don't know, backflip or something, if you feel like it, do it. No one cares. Don't be scared. It might even, like, they might even find you fun, find you interesting. I think, and these are not, like, random examples, by the way, and based on true stories of mine. I think last week I just went to a club and wearing all this, like, whole red onesie. So, like, have you guys watched the, like, Invisible Man? And, you know, the green screen, it's like whole, yeah, that onesie. And it's whole red. I had to paint my face red as well because I can't let it cover my face. I just couldn't breathe. Anyway, if it's too much for you and you prefer a less savage way, which is also understandable, you could have a creative outlet. And this is always like, it's always understandable. And there's always other ways to spoil yourself and always ways to romanticize your life. The third one is think about death. Yes, again, I said it. Think about death. Not in a sad and pessimistic way, of course, but I believe there's no better motivation than death and the ending of something. And I think about death every day because accidents and incidents happens everywhere and every day, every minute, every second. We never know what's going to happen. So imagine if, like, tomorrow we're not on Earth anymore. What are your regrets? Do you think about your failures, or do you think about, or like, do you wonder what could be different if you tried? Who will you miss? Do you like how you live today as your last day on Earth? If not, change it. Just simply change it. Reach out, call your parents. Don't waste any more time on waiting, and don't waste a single chance that could have made things differently or led things to a different direction. So just simply leave no regrets. Speaking of leaving no regrets, that is also apply to grab any chance to build network. Initiate the conversation, introduce yourself, ask your questions, make yourself seen and known. And there are no secrets. In fact, they are highly suggested at any sort of job expo or network event, because one of the most important resources, I believe, are human resource. And I have heard this all the time. It's not about what you know, it's about who you know. It is true because job opportunities can be taken early already by insiders before they go, they be published online, before they go out to the public. This is in fact how I got my chance for a summer internship and into modeling as well, and also as well as this podcast. It's about who you know. So as an international student, I say we have to be even more proactive. We have to be even more resourceful. And by this, I mean meet people outside uni if you can. Attend as many expos as we can. Just show up at anything. I sign up for anything. And be on their email list. Go subscribe everything. Check on their website. Visit their website. Click on the link. Follow their social media. And follow up those you think that is important. And make use of these resources. It's all about the information and update. So make use of LinkedIn, for example. Just reach out, keep you updated. So see if we got the chance and or about to get a chance, starting right away, you know. Do not worry about what we don't know or like what we can't do at the moment. Start right away. However, we'd have to keep the attitude and the ability to always be learning. And almost we have to make that lifelong learning as well. And put in these effort. Again, be proactive and try to be a fast learner. Yes, I think that's all I could say for now. I think that's all I want to share for today. And I'm sorry if it's a bit of about everything. And I hope you have enjoyed it. Don't forget to send me your MBTI report, please. I really want to have a look at that. And don't forget that you can talk to me anytime if you want. If you have any questions or how do you like about my episode in general. So just, if you have any questions, I'm more than happy to have a chat. So love you. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Glow As We Grow on OAR FM Youth Zone. Feel free to message me on my Instagram at zozozoe_official. You can find Glow As We Grow on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and OAR at org.nz. Hope you have a lovely day.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.